Thanks to the generosity of local businesses, organizations, and individuals, and the hard work of a small group of volunteers, nearly 140 students in Ashcroft and Cache Creek heading back to school in September will be getting a strong start to the year. Sherry McKinley, director of the BOSS Enrichment Center in Ashcroft, came up with the idea of the Back to School Backpack Giveaway, which provides students with a free backpack filled with school supplies. She was inspired by her experience with the Youth Alive program in Oakland, California, which she was a part of for 15 years. The program provided backpacks with school supplies to children who would otherwise have gone without, and McKinley says she saw it go from handing out 85 backpacks the first year to supplying 1,200 this year. She overheard a couple of students at the Enrichment Center in Ashcroft talking about friends who didn't have certain school supplies. One girl said of someone, their mom had to decide whether to buy school supplies or food. To me, it's very important that on day one of school no one is targeted because they don't have things, because that affects their whole year. I wanted to bridge the gap between who has things and who doesn't. If you can control the narrative of that first day, you can change the whole trajectory of what they deal with for the rest of the year. McKinley, who also operates a print business, made up cards about the proposed backpack giveaway, and in May dropped them off at Desert Sands Community School in Ashcroft and at Cache Creek Elementary School. Students, or their parents, who wanted to sign up for a free backpack simply had to provide the student's name, age, and school. She learned that there were about 370 students between the two schools, and thought she might get 60 or so responses. So far she is at 138, it's at least double what I thought. Along with her colleagues at BOSS, Tova White and Colin Mastin, McKinley began putting a list together of what supplies would be needed. There were 140 backpacks to be sourced, as well as the school supplies, for three different age groups: kindergarten to grade 4, grades 5 to 8, and grades 9 to 12. McKinley says that right from the start she had lots of support from local organizations and businesses, who stepped in to help. I have some great print customers who've been supporting me since I started, and they've been donating. So many companies stepped up. It proves what a great community we have. I had people say, it's a great cause, we can help. Without these generous donations, we couldn't have made it happen. The backpacks come in a variety of sizes, colors, and designs, and kids will get to pick which one they want. Each will be filled with pencils, pencil crayons, erasers, wax crayons, loose leaf paper, duotangs, a pencil sharpener, dry erase markers, highlighters, a binder, and a pencil case. They will be distributed to all who signed up at a family fun day, taking place at Desert Sands Community School on Saturday, August 9th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. In addition to the backpack giveaway, there will be a barbecue hosted by Fusion's Restaurant, popcorn, raffles, games, face painting, and prizes. McKinley says that while the event is for students, and their families, who signed up for the backpacks, any students who need a backpack and who missed getting a registration card are welcome to attend. Parents or caregivers can also call 250-457-1380 before August 9th to register their children. McKinley knows there will be supplies left over, and plans to make them available to teachers throughout the school year via supply pantry, if they're needed. And since she's planning to do the backpack giveaway each year, any surplus materials will find a good home. I've had to be creative to get items at decent prices, she notes. And I'm going to wait until school is back, when the sales are on. She hasn't been able to get rulers, glue, or scissors, and while she isn't looking for donations of any more items, she's happy to accept cash donations to help purchase more supplies as needed. Donations can be made online at bossenrichmentcenter.org. Volunteers to help fill the backpacks and assist at the family fun day would also be appreciated, she notes. Now that we've got the majority of the supplies, I want to make the fun day fun. I didn't just want people to come and get a backpack and then leave. It's fun when you can bring people together. And anyone who's spoken to me about the program thinks it's great. One woman with two kids was almost in tears. Any help that people can get right now is so appreciated.